Our trap.
Hi. So basically, I'm showing Brandon the Windows CE Mini Synth, and basically, he did not realize until now that it was terrible, as I realized that way back in 2012 when I first heard it.
Yeah, I always thought it was just Wavetable.
Yeah, it's really inaccurate, and I uploaded a lot of samples to my site way back in 2013 in the MIDIFiles.7z, it's in synthesizers, and then Windows CE Mini Synth, whatever, and you'll really tell from by listening to those samples what why it's so bad, and we just listened to One Stop through that, and seriously, it's, wow, it's weird.
Yeah, I have an Empower here. It's the same device that that you guys saw me using in the surprise recordings I did. Wow, I'm tired right now.
Yeah, let's listen to Flourish in Town through this thing.
What's that?
Flourish in Town. You know those, right?
Oh, gosh. All right. Whoops. Hold on. Here's Flourish, my favorite one. I sort of know what it sounds like on Wavetable.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this through Wavetable though, so I can refresh my memory.
Now play it. Mail icon, new mail window, item flourish.mid. Now play it.
Alright, okay. Here we go. On the Empower. Here we go. That was Wavetable. Ooh! Ouch! I can hear all the weird, like, bell thingies. Do you hear that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh my gosh, this sounds nasty. It's not as bad as One Stop.
Yeah.
Did you sample this one?
Yep.
Whoa! This is bad. It's like skipping all over the place.
Hey, and I'm gonna close my door just so some of the background noise doesn't go through.
This is like really weird. Yeah, you can hear like all the little bell thingies. Wow.
Yeah.
This is bad. Okay.
Town.
Oh gosh, town. Yes, this file. I remember this file. Oh, it sounds empty and bare.
Yeah.
Ew. For after this one.
Oh gosh.
Not in your archive.
It's not in my archive?
Nope. Mm-mm. Unless you got it from somewhere, but.
Which one is it?
Hold on, I'll show you in a minute. Okay, so let me show you what this file is supposed to sound like.
Drop item new list. Item new music box.
So it is supposed to sound like this.
Yeah. Wow.
So that was a MIDI converted to wave on a MIDI synth. Here is here's what that sounds like through wavetable. Ready?
Yeah.
Now wait.
I don't remember that one. You could just copy it over to the thumb drive.
Now, ready to see how bad it comes through on the M-Power?
Yep.
I've never heard this on the M-Power, so I'm going to eject the disc. I'm just going to put it in the main MIDI files folder.
Yeah, I don't know, because it... There's so many things in there, it might take a while to,
That'll be okay. D colon backslash MIDI files.
D MIDI dialog window, run dial deletion. Remove item, MIDI file, namespace.
Just gonna put it in here.
0% complete, copying one item from Sam with one interrupted action. Yes. Pause the operation, check box,
okay.
And lift music box.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So you heard what that sounds like through the wavetable and the original, what it should sound like on a really good synth, right?
Yeah.
All right, now. Let me get this inserted here. All right. We gotta, of course, wait for it to come up.
Yeah.
Because it's a big drive. Come on. Come on. Thank you. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
It's finding the folder. There we go. Ready?
Yep.
Oh no. Whoa!
I know, right?
Did you hear the birds? It was literally like, woo, woo.
Yeah. Not clearly, because it wasn't, I couldn't hear that not clearly because it wasn't like patched in, but still I could tell.
Oh my gosh. That was nasty.
Oh gosh. If you had a patch kill, I probably would have added that to my samples.
I gotta play that again. That was so good. It cuts off the first part. Oh, that sounds nasty.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little other one, MIDI. Let's see.
That sounds really bad.
Let's see.
I think this shows that this synth is worse than wavetable.
Yeah, and a lot of people think wavetable in itself is bad.
Yeah. Okay, let me get back to my directory structure.
Whoops.
Okay, where do you want me to navigate to?
Oh, man. Let's see. Where was... go to, I don't know, tech. I wonder how that Steve's clock MIDI will sound through that. Press enter.
Media files only.
Look, go to that. Press space.
List of media files in hard slash MIDI files slash tech.
Now press S for Steve's clock. Oh. Now play through wavetable first.
Oops. Okay. Let me play it through
wavetable. Windows Media Player icon, Mail icon 3 of 20. Mail window. Item new list, Microsoft Windows. Item MIDI files. Item new list, Sierra and the 5th when shut down. Steam clock. Windows Media Player.
Okay. Now let me play it through here. Dude, it's totally a different key.
Yeah.
It can't even play it right.
Yeah.
Dude, this thing is so screwed up.
Try playing Canyon through that. Oh, God.
Canyon? I need to hear it through Wavetable. I forgot what it sounds like.
Yep.
Where's that?
Microsoft Windows 95.
Microsoft Informatics, Microsoft Office, Microsoft Windows, Items New List, 30.95, a Canyon.mint, Windows Media Player.
Oh, this file. Yeah, it's easier to hear this close up.
Yeah.
Through my speakers instead of over Skype. How about clouds?
Oh gosh, that's my favorite Windows MIDI, and I play, oh gosh, we should play the MIDI to Canyon Clouds and Passport on an Empower. Gosh.
Is Clouds in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wavetable is like amazing compared to this garbage synth.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Considering that Wavetable is like 3.28 megabytes and the Empower one is only 480 kilobytes.
Maybe Humanware didn't want us to know that the Empower even had sort of support for it.
Yeah,
first it's a battery and next it's a MIDI synth.
Yeah. Well, we would have found out anyway. It would be easier to figure out than the battery thing.
Oh really? Why?
Because, of course, let's say you just downloaded a MIDI file and it said audio file, and you would have been curious and opened it.
Yeah, true.
So it would be easier to discover than the MIDI thing, than the battery thing.
Yeah. I heard about it from somebody who said they play fast.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember who sent it. This at least pretty much keeps time.
Yeah.
Alright, let me point my thing toward it. Ready? Canyon.
Yep.
Through the crappy synth. Here we go. And now. Ow. That was loud. Can you still hear that?
Yeah, a little bit.
The problem with it is that high part is super ear-piercing.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa, my indicator just jumped clear to the right side of the display.
What do you mean?
It was in the middle, and it just jumped way over.
Yeah, like, his other part, like the cursor stuff, like the navigation stuff in MIDI doesn't even work. It's that buggy.
Let me try to skip back.
See, it's that buggy. It won't even navigate properly. It just goes to the beginning all the time.
Wow. I can't even stand to listen to the whole thing. It bothers me that much.
Yeah, let's listen to Clouds. That's better.
I need to hear that through Wavetable.
95 icon, 95 wind.
It's supposed to be the Calliope part.
Windows Media Player.
Oh, this file.
Then listen to the whole thing through both.
So this is Wavetable.
Yep.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. go on any audio.
Yeah.
I'm gonna point my thing to it. There we go.
Gabriel Oria, David, starred in a call. Alert.
Oh, great.
Brandon Tyson. Skype. Top, top. Brandon. Gabriel Oria, David, starred in a call. On desk. Skype. Brandon. Brandon Tyson. Skype. Top, top. Brandon.
Jacobs. Call from Jacobs and call.
Try that.
Wow. Someone else is trying to call me.
Oh. Are you still recording?
Yeah. Okay. But my voice got quiet. I'm going to.
Run dialogue type the S. Y. Gabriel Oria, David, star, desktop list, audacity, Brandon, top, Brandon Tyson. Type, top, top, Brad.
I don't know why they're calling me. I'll just put my Skype on DMD.
On desk, Skype, my available contact, wait, leave me a pipe, leave, Skype. Run .mms dot cpl test out tap report.
Yeah, I have my thing pointed at cloud, so I can just hit enter after this.
Report props test mic tablet proper space not space check tap cap prop sound okay Skype.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm gonna point it on the Empower now. Ready?
Yep.
I'm pointing to it. I'm gonna play it. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Ooh. All I can really hear is the piano.
And that little drum thing in the background.
Yeah, and that. But I should be hearing more stuff, shouldn't I?
Yeah. But it's really cutting them out.
Ooh. So you can tell that whoever had this Empower before me did not replace this synth, right?
Of course not. And he would have gotten the original back if he did a 4-5-6 reset or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've done my fair share of those. Boy, can the speaker put out sound, though.
Yeah. Listen to the Calliope, it's coming up.
What?
The Calliope is coming up.
A whole bunch of the other stuff just sounds like quiet in the background when it shouldn't be.
That.
Is that supposed to be a clarinet?
A Calliope.
What's that?
What are they, GM instruments?
It doesn't sound like it did in Wavetable quite exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's... See, it's terrible.
Hehehe It missed the last note, didn't it?
No.
Wavetable did a weird cutoff thing.
That's Windows Media Player's fault.
Oh. Okay. Next. Passport?
Yep.
Windows Media 95 icon forum 95 passport document Windows Media Player.
Oh, this file. I like this file. I never heard it all the way through. I wonder where they come up with the names.
I don't know. There's actually an interesting story behind Canyon.
Wait, what?
There's an interesting story behind the Canyon file.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what that story is?
Yeah, it was... If you look up canyon.mid on Wikipedia, you'll find it.
That sounds the same as Wavetable.
Similar.
What am I not getting?
It just sounds a bit different. It'll go away in a few seconds.
That's loud.
I know.
Whoa, it butchered that.
Yeah.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah.
Next, or are we good?
Let's see. I have a Ghostbusters MIDI that sounds weird through it.
Oh, where's that?
It's in sci-fi.
Oh, is that like, what kind of music is that?
Oh, that's some guy who was a MIDI enthusiast.
Then where?
Just in the main sci-fi directory.
What's it called?
G-Busters.
95 icon, 90. Item new list, S 100, S Christian, S exact, not scaled, sci-fi, 9, Galactica, Busters, not mid-flip.
That one?
Yeah.
Here it is through Wavetable.
Windows Media Player.
It starts off with sound effects.
Is that actually in the MIDI?
Yep.
And that's going through Wavetable?
Yep.
Oh, long is this?
It's almost done.
Shut, and I'm going to play that one on the M-Power. Ready?
Oh, wow. Yep.
I just hooked to it. I'm pressing enter. I turned off the speech, so I'm going to press enter.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, no. Oh. Wow. Oh. Wow.
I know.
Indicators at about the middle, is that accurate or is it playing jokes on me?
I don't know, but I wouldn't mess with it.
Is it accurate right now though?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Whenever you think we're good, just let me know.
Yeah, because I don't want this to get too big for any audio. So, yeah, I think I'm going to stop the recording now.
Skype, Brandon, Audacity.
All right.